begin the grand daf mesech the baba vaster daf chavav. Begin the medal. Begin the vaster. Begin the gemara. They were talking about where that if he put the jug, I put me the chatzva on the wall, and this is how Rashi explains it. And the covers on it, it's going to shake because of the trembling. Which Tosfos says, "Al pesha kunja kasha." Rashi interprets it as difficult to the re. Because how's it possible that a mansion is going to be naid kulei high? It's going to shake so much. It's not in hanechtema that the jug on top of the wall is going to shake. If that's the case, Abayi's kara of lipo. That means the house is about to collapse. And moreover, if he in yamashma from the context, it sounds like shay bin yachazik that it was a strong building. Shay mitoicha aisha, but now he built it because of his wealth. The Shabbos that vayinzaim abayis nami amar. The Gemara tells us my patna. It's a pischa din. It's by this opening where there's judgment. Shema asim and shem ledin, where that's where they gather to judge, because it's a distinguished personality's home. Mashma sounds like the big gedoyli that a patna is a huge mansion. So how could it be that it shakes so much? Near the reed, add the pairs to the reed. The kadnaida nachtama. That what this means to say is that it means because adam eichas akad biyade. A guy is holding a jug in his hand. Shazel daber muut harbe. That doesn't take that much. Mkain misnane napano chayav laharchik. So what it means to say is that with this trembling, it causes that damage to the partner, and you have to distance it, which is not so much. And it's not a fundamental flaw in the structure. We're saying the guy himself who's holding it will tremble, and therefore the jug will shake. Rashi's interpretation is not so pressed. The B'davamu, it's not true. With just a little bit, the jug could shake, which is a very light thing. Even though the mansion is not shaking so much, but the jug could shake, and if a Rashi shot, not so difficult. Next day, the begins with the words, the Gemara, Zikuhu the Kamamtila. That when we say Abusi agrees, that's when it goes Mikoicha. But here it's the wind that came to it. Kashlari, now this is difficult to read, because the Lachaivi should be liable Mishim Eish, because like of the Mazik of fire. Just like we find with the Talad of Eish. By his stone, his knife, or his package, where he put on the top of his roof, Nafal Baruch Mitzvah falls in the common wind. Rizik and the damages, the Chaymash of Eish, he's liable for the Mazik of fire, which also goes with the wind. Gedam Perikam in the Babakam, like it says in Babakam, the Bav Med Aleph. And Vahacha, over here, the Amti Lei Baruch Mitzvah Ayri. Here we're talking about where that it takes it with a common wind, with the parakalav, and in fact, the Gemara asks on this, Mizoyra, Baruch Messiah, like, oh, it's like winnowing, and the wind assists, where the Ari Baruch Mitzuya, that winnowing is with a common wind, because Mashmah Kain, like it sounds like with the in Babu Kama, Daf Samach Menav. Gabaliba, like by the Sugi, where it talks about the guy blowing, Balipsa Ruch, and the wind also blows. And if that's the case, then why is it any different than the Mazik of Eish? The parach, the fact that Gemara asks Megetz Ayir to Metachas Apatish from the spark that comes out from the hammer of the blacksmith, the Hainu Baruch Matsui, which is a common wind, the Chaim Hashem Eish, which is liable for Eish, the Gabi Eish Ketan Lo, because it's regarding Eish that it's taught by Kleinus and Perak Kleinus. So therefore, why are you Pater over here? Right, Marie Deri says, no, the Leidam of the Eish, this is not similar to the Mazik of Eish. The Ein Chaim Hashem Eish, you're not liable for Eish, only Kesha Asa Ha'odam Esa Eish Lavadoi, only if the person himself made the fire. Like it says in the Pasuk, in Shemesh Chabez, Hamavir Esa Be'era, that he made the fire, B'li Siyar Ruach, without the wind assisting in the making of the fire. Now, Ba'akach Alachas, Al Yidei Ruach Matzui, then it goes through a common wind. Aloch, but in contrast over here, Ein Eish Lavadoi Kol Iker, through himself, he's not doing anything at all. El Dei HaRuach, only with the wind is it making anything. Because he'd love Ruach, if not for the wind, Labad Aksa Azla, so then this wouldn't go anything at all. This that you shake off from the flax. It wouldn't go Kol Iker at all. And therefore, v'dami l'libu v'libs ruach. To the contrary, it's similar to the case that when the guy's blowing and the wind is blowing, the pot is exempt because without the wind, it wouldn't be doing anything. Behind the Mishani, that's what the Gemara answers, that ki parich besamach. When the Gemara asks shortly, maishnu begets, what's different than the spark? You would think to say, the dami mamash begets, it's literally similar to the spark. Mishani, the Gemara answers, hasam nichalei de lezel. No, there he wants it to go, miskaman lahakis b'koich, and he's intending to hit with power, at shayitza gets until the spark goes out. and the Mesrachik Balishim Zika, and it's going to go at a distance without any wind. So therefore Vachai Mishamesh, they'll be liable for fire, Al Masha Gumavailh Aidirachmutsu, that when it ultimately goes with the common wind, which is assisting it. But the actual creation of the mazik was even without it. But over here, Lenichale de Tezel doesn't want it to go climb. In other words, Rain the Maka Bakoyach, he's not hitting it so strong. And therefore, without the wind, in that Aksai Lech as Klal, it wouldn't go at all, and that's the fundamental difference from the Mazik of Esh. Then it says, "Vitamin begin to say, Mikamakam, however, Yichayev Laharchik, you should still have to distance, Midaba Gurin, the Masnitin, like we find by the granary in the Mishnah, the Chayev Laharchik, you have to distance, Abagab to Zika Mamtili, even though it's the wind that takes it, why is it any different over here? But some of this we can say is the Masnitin Kerabanan. You're right, Amish like Rabbanan. We're going to abuse it, but you're delay. Hold you only liable when it's your arrows and you're not chayv with the Zika Mamtile. I bought the park, me gets this, the Gemara asks from the case of the spark, and well, I must say, Ukmi, I hear the gets Kerabanam, and you can't explain the case of the spark like Rabbanam. Shum Dele Pligi, Rabbius Rabbanam, they don't disagree in the Chiv Tashlumin regarding the liability of Tashlumin, in Archaka, only regarding the idea of distancing, and not regarding payment, only if it distances and the damage that is going to be potter. So this that they asked from the spark that you have to pay, they didn't say it's like the chachamim. So it says no, you can't say that because chachamim did not disagree in the Rabbi Yisi. Only regarding the archaka, you have to be marchik, even when it's not giri delay. But not regarding payment. Rather, if he doesn't distance any damages, he's going to be potter. So it says, we're going to say, maishna min the moya. Now, why is it different than the case of the martin? The verb you see that even going to be marchik, and you have to distance it. Even though we see over there that even though the damage happens only through the martin, that brings itself to the ladder, and even according to Bisi, you have to be marachik, and kamar bar Rashi. So, you know, however, Hassam over there from the Zimnin, because at times the Bahadi the Nach Bechulu, sometimes that the Gemara explains that you have to be marachik, because sometimes when you're holding onto the ladder to bring it to the dovecot, it's at that moment that that it jumps on. Because I'm allowed, like we had said before. So that is different. Everyone holds you have to be marachik. Abul Kasha, but what is difficult is me'ervin, from the case of the ravens. Remember, he says, afikali korko marachik, get rid of the ravens from over here. And the damage doesn't happen through them themselves. It's only together with the ravens. And that's what it says. What you can say is the Gemara is hold like Ravina. You're right. The Gemara did not hold like Ravina, rather like Mamre Ashi and the Mamer, and that even damages that wasn't done through the person himself, only combination with something else, would still be considered gear delay. And here he would have to be marachik. The Ben Tam Paisik, he Mamre Ashi or Kamemer. By the Maria, additionally, the Ri says the Balichaim Shani, that living creatures are different. The chamira tvei meruach, they're more stringent than wind. The koich acha ma'ur ben, where you have some other force mixed in with them. Like the Gemara says, "Mabukama davav amen aleph," that like we find by Avin Zekin Masoi, that they fall with ruach. That there's a leniency that koich acha ma'ur ben. Therefore, that's not as chamer as bali chaim. Next test, master, begin with the words of Gemara. Mashna mazer beruach masiyatu. Now, why is this any different than winnowing with the wind assisting? And says it Ravina, lechasla percha, he doesn't know that's a question. The because he held kiyeh the legarin v'shabbos and tashlum just like we don't know that from Shabbos regarding payment. Kibnifash Ravashi ba'koins like Ravashi explained what becoming of samachem and avdigab Shabbos because regarding Shabbos and lachem on Shabbos also the Torah makes forbidden a calculated action of loch over here gramu. It's just considered as an indirect cause. Regarding zaken potter and indirect cause by damage is going to be potter. So Achenam, you're also Loger Minon Mihasam. We don't learn that from the Sheichayv La'archi that you would have to distance it. Whereas my Bravashi is over here, however, no. He the Chiv Tashlum Loger Minon. You're right, regarding, although payment we don't learn that from Shabbos, but in our chaka, regarding distancing, the lechash of delay, that it should be considered as error, is getting me in the Shabbat, that we do learn that very well. Given the gram of the zakanasa, since causation by damage is forbidden, so we could compare the two of them, and therefore we could say that it would require a har chaka. Next, there's master begin the words, the gemara of Rabbina, mashna megetz. Could Rabbina, why is it any different than the spark? Which tells us, I'm can say, but my kamar, that, why are you saying, Ravina, la meimer nami tikshur. According to meimer, it's also difficult in the chibit hashlumin regarding the liability for payment. My shlumin gets. Why is it different than the spark that that they hold that you have to be marachik? But why if it gets if it is damaged, are you going to be putter from paying? We can say is mishamach and nakad Ravina. The reason why I picked Ravina was that meimer have a muscle litchuye. A meimer could have rejected the hachanami that you're right that. The truth is that you could learn out from Zohar Baruch Masiatoi that the chayiv l'didei b'tashlumin that according to me that you can be chayiv for monetary payment l'gamer damal l'Zohar Baruch Masiatoi that right we totally learned it out from winnowing and therefore maybe he would say that you're right totally chayiv and therefore the question specifically on Ravina that holds no that you're potter and you don't have to do har chaka next Tosfos Masechta then we get into the Gemara echad gefanim echad kalilan. This halach applies whether grapevines or whether any type of a tree. Now, according to Alv, from Rashi Daf Yudchesim and Alv, Mashma sounds like the nokat that the reason why we're saying echad gefanim that whether it be grapevines is a chiddush mishum deshech b'kolaim because you have the problem about klaim and the hebi raya mikan that to bring a proof from here that the kishyash geder but when there's a fence like here's a klaim that you're not even gonna have a problem about klaim. And this guy could do it near the wall on this side, this guy on the wall from this side. But so it says, that doesn't seem to be correct. Because the friends feel that we're saying, obviously we're not talking about the seeds area that we're talking about. Because the Gemara explains that the Mishnah, ilanis leilanis, trees to trees, grapevines to grapevines. But from trees to grapevines, you need more, mishum tzipri. Because of the birds that go up on the tree and they jump onto the grapevine. So I'm a high timer for that same reason, Gifan Lazroim, grapevines to seeds, but it would also mean more. So obviously we're not talking about that case. So there's no problem with climb. Because not talking about extra field. Because then it would require more. El Dinera rather says to his peers, did not get the reason why he picked whether grapevine, vechel, kalil, or whether all types of trees, is the list that you should not entertain to say the shear dalam is the best need this. That says the Mishnah, the shear of dalam is tafik b'kfanim is specifically by grapevines, which in them shear zebemakam achelin. Klaim, we find that shear regarding them elsewhere regarding klaim. That's the saying, not only grapevines, but even sharilanas. According to Tayyus, the chiddush is the sharilanas for the shear of dalam. Next Tayyus Master begins with the Gemara, bubble, bebez amas. But the shear by bubble is just two amas. So it says the statement is wonderful because the Perek HaMechad is later on the Pei Beis, on the Beis, and there the Pei Gimel Menal, Gabekona Gimel. If you buy three trees, okay, Kona Karaka, you acquire the ground beneath it. Amar of Yisri says, Uf Dehava Bedur Deruza V'chul, there was a story in this place, Deruza V'chul, etc. Now Mashma House sounds like from over there. The Bebova Namim bin Dalad Amas, that also in Bubble in Dalad Amas, the Bebova Amas, because the story was in Bubble, and it says about Tami Dalad Amas. So Achlema says this, what you have to say is, Behi Dura Deruza, and that story, that a large plow, like they have an Eretz Yisrael, and therefore you need to have an area for Amos, not just Beis Amos. Next time, about to begin the words, but regarding grapevines, oh, then you need to have more. Which Tais explains, it qualifies, the kolim, but that's if you plant palm trees, shame givayim, that when they're when you plant palm trees, which at the time of your planting, that they're taller more than the grapevines. But I will not a garden. But if let's say if a person planted seeds, and then only afterwards, then like no, I mean afterwards it grows. No, then not the mameli kogadol, because then it's actually grown by itself. But like you're delayed, then it's not going to be qualified for his arrows, and therefore actually you would not have to be marchik in that type of situation. Next says must begin the words Gemara. No, I'm not going to cut it down. I'm Rav Hulu because he said and run into trouble of chopping down a fruit tree. So it says we're going to say, but not b'masnita. But we learned in a brisa or the gear says actually b'masnita in the Mishnah. The kaitzim noisin damim. We learned that the Mishnah said that you cut it down and you pay money for the tree. So what's he concerned about?
B'Shem says, what you could say is the ikalug me bilin's rock. You could say it was talking about a barren tree, but a fruit tree not. Avakasha, but says, what is the vikul that min ba'chevel? He says, Baba Kevin, the tzaddik bears him an alf. Kevahani dikli, you had these palm trees, the makshir begufni, they were weakening the grapevines, hava. The Kama, the Gemara says, Lamachar, tomorrow, I slim a kurai, I want you to bring me from their wood to chop it down. So, Amma, you see, B'Shem has a kifanim, because of the damage to the grapevines. Mutu lokas to come, you're allowed to chop down the palm trees. So, what was he hesitant over here? What you can explain is the Shani Yosem, there it's different. She used to die him it was weakening way too much the grapevines. That you were tasting the taste of wine in the dates. That was something extraordinary, different that you allowed to chop it down. But in general, he was concerned that not to chop down that fruit tree.